It's time for this week's travel update, a quick roundup of what's happening in the world of business and leisure travel. The deadliest hurricane season in more than 200 years comes to a close this week. The Atlantic hurricane season officially runs from June through December 1st. There were 10 named hurricanes this year, not the largest number ever, but the sheer force led to thousands of deaths, particularly in Central America in the wake of Hurricane Mitch. Given the extreme weather this year, how do we know if the hurricane season is behind us? Paul Douglas is a meteorologist at WCCO in Minneapolis.
Technically, on paper, the hurricane season is over. Certainly, the statistics, the odds are in your favor. If you take a trip from mid-December through mid-May, the odds are overwhelmingly in your favor that you won't have to worry about hurricanes.
There was a conference in Washington this week marking the upcoming anniversary of the explosion of Pan Am Flight 103. I can't believe it's been a decade since 270 people were killed by that bomb planted aboard the plane by terrorists. The conference focused on how to better combat terrorism in the skies. We asked our counterterrorism expert, Dr. Neil Livingston, how security practices have changed in the wake of that tragedy over Lockerbie, Scotland.
Screening of checked luggage, passenger profiling is intensified, more scrutiny of passengers passing through the checkpoints to get on aircraft, and a variety of things that the traveling public doesn't even see. But problems still remain, and evidence of that is the fact that no one has still been punished for the bombing of Pan Am 103.
On Friday, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said he'd meet with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi regarding the surrender of the two men suspected of the bombing. With more news you should know while traveling, here's Cheryl Glazer with this week's travel advisory.
Here's the switch. We've actually got some good news this week. Except for that lingering train strike in France, the travel coast looks pretty clear. Here's something for those of you who've been aced out of national park campsites because you couldn't get a reservation. Beginning with the new year, you'll be able to make reservations up to 5 months ahead of time. Previously, you could only book 3 months ahead. For many of the major parks, you can call the National Park Reservation Service. We'll post the number on our website at SavvyTraveler.com. And the world's first smoke-free luxury cruise liner begins sailing out of Miami this weekend. It's Carnival Cruise Line's Paradise, and it'll carry about 2,000 non-smokers through the Caribbean. Get caught lighting up, and your credit card will be hit with a $250 charge, and you'll be escorted off the ship at the next port of call. With this week's Travel Advisory, I'm Cheryl Glazer.
Thanks, Cheryl. Speaking of cruise ships, the Love Boat became the drug boat this week when Greek police found 56 pounds of heroin on board the Pacific Princess while it was in the port of Piraeus near Athens. A couple of crew members were arrested, and while the ship was impounded, Princess Cruise Lines tried to amuse the mostly American passengers by shuttling them to nearby islands. By the year 2003, Amtrak is supposed to stop receiving federal subsidies. But the Transportation Department's Inspector General doesn't share Amtrak's optimism that the railroad will be self-sufficient by then. Amtrak says the introduction next year of new high-speed trains on the East Coast will boost revenues. If Amtrak isn't supporting itself by 2003, Congress may have to decide whether or not to keep Amtrak on the dole. And that's this week's Travel Update.